Say, just drop the blanket. So the plot goes as this. Christmas time is here. And Charlie Brown knows that he should be happy. But he's not happy. He's not happy because every time he looks around, the spirit of commercialism has gotten into Christmas. His little sister, she makes a list that she wants to give to Santa Claus. And it's long, and she's reading it to him, and he's becoming more and more disillusioned with it. At the end of her script, she says, if you can't buy me all of this, give me money. How many times have people said, well, if you can't give me what I want, just give me some money? Amen? The dog, Snoopy, he takes all of the decorations and he puts it all around his little doghouse because there's a competition for money. If you have the prettiest decoration, you're going to get paid for that. Amen? So he looks at that and he becomes more and more disillusioned. His friend Lucy, she wants to be the Christmas queen. She wants everybody to praise her, and he becomes disillusioned with that. And he tells her, and she says, you know what, Charlie? Maybe you should direct our Christmas play. Maybe you'll get some joy of the season directing our Christmas play. So he decides to do it. And he says that he hopes to find the true meaning of Christmas in the process. But while he's doing that, and it's not happening for him, you ever take somebody's suggestion and you try to do it, but it's not happening for you? They suggest, well, why don't you just go out and get the Christmas tree? They said, you know, when you go out to get this Christmas tree, make sure you get a nice, shiny, bright aluminum tree. All the glitter, all the gold. They just wanted a nice, shiny tree. So Charlie, he goes out to get this tree. And he has his friend Linus with him. Now, Linus is his best friend. And Linus never got a bad word to say to anybody. Amen? So him and Charlie, they go to find this tree. But there's something about Linus. No matter where Linus go, he has this little blanket with him. He never lets go of this blanket. Everybody tells Linus to get rid of that blanket. You're too old for that blanket. Now, I might be talking to a few people in here. Have you ever had a blanket when you was little that you didn't want to let go of? A little something, maybe it's a little toy, a little doll that you never wanted to let go of. My oldest daughter had a white blanket when she was little, and she was in her teens. That thing had holes in it. It stunk. And I finally got rid of it, and there was a fit to be had in my house. But anyway, Linus would never, ever let go of this blanket, no matter what, no matter what he went through. Linus always had his blanket. So Charlie and Linus go and get this tree. Do you have the tree? They go get the tree. Now, when they go get the tree, Charlie's looking at all these big trees, trees like this, trees bigger than that. A lot of feathers, a lot of leaves and things on them. But Charlie doesn't get that kind of tree. Charlie gets this little tree with no leaves on it. It can't hardly stand up. But Charlie thought that this tree needed some love. And he was so excited that he brought that tree back. Amen? You see that tree? Naturally, when he brought that tree back, Everybody was upset with Charlie. They called him every name under the sun. Charlie was once again disappointed. He thought that showing love to the tree would show the real meaning of Christmas. But as they were going through this whole rejection process, little old Linus stood up. Little old Linus stood up, and he recited Luke 2, 8 through 14. And ever since I watched it that first time, those scriptures, those words have always been in my heart. But there's one thing that Linus did when he was speaking that I never ever noticed. When Linus was reading Luke 2, 8 to 14, all of a sudden he dropped the blanket. Amen? So Luke 2, 8 to 14 reads as thus. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. So when you look at the movie, when Linus got ready, when he said, fear not, that's when the blanket dropped. When he said, fear not. Can you get the URL?
Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Praise the Lord. Now, looking at it 50-something years later, it's pretty clear to me that the creator of this children's classic knew what he was doing, and it's so brilliant. Because the birth of Jesus frees us from the habits that we are unable or unwilling to break ourselves. The birth of Jesus allows us to simply drop the false security we have been holding on for so long. Amen. In this world, I know 2019 has been a real scary place for a lot of people. And most of us find ourselves holding on to something temporal for security, whatever that thing may be. If you know him, and even if you don't know him, 2019 has been very difficult for us. Even though we know, fear not. Because when you see what Linus did, is after he said, fear not, and dropped the blanket and read scripture, he picked it back up. Like so many of us, God will take us through something and we'll fear not, but then we'll turn around and pick it right back up. Oh, hallelujah. And in the midst of all the insecurities that we have going on, why are we saying we got to hold on to this or hold on to that and not hold on to Jesus Christ? The thing that Christ came here to be is our security blanket. And once you get a hold of this blanket called Christ, you need not hold on to anything else. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I look at this movie always as an inspiration to me. But why was it always an inspiration to me? Because underneath there was a message about Christ being given to me over 50 years. Amen? This scripture is always hitting in my heart. Faith, while powerful, is sometimes delicate. We talk about how strong our faith is, but faith is strong and it's also delicate. Faith sometimes is strong when it's happening to somebody else and not to you. Because we always encourage somebody else or one another, hold on, things are going to be all right. But when things happen to us, how strong is our faith? That's when we realize that whatever's hidden in our heart comes out. Doubt, fears, disappointments come out. But I suggest to you this day that starting today, let that fear not, no matter what it is, be part of what is in your heart. As we get ready to go into 2020, we know that things are going to change. Amen? Things are not going to be different like 2019. Whatever happened then is going to be back in the past. It's time for us to start looking forward to a new future. Amen? As you continue to look at this movie, there's certain songs that are being played in the movie. In the background, you hear, "Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree." But when you get to the end of the movie, these children are not singing, "Oh, Christmas tree." They are worshiping the Lord. They are singing, "Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king." Oh, hallelujah. As you take fear not into your heart, you'll start singing songs of Zion, songs of worship, and all of a sudden, whatever's going around is going to change. At some point, we got to get rid of that habit that we got going on. At some point, we got to start worshiping God in order to get rid of whatever it is going on. We need to get to a deeper place of worship, a deeper place of the truth. I'm here to tell you today that a movie is just not a movie. We got to look to see what's going on. Oh, hallelujah. What is the true meaning of Christmas? Is that somebody was born where there was safety in the midst of him. That no matter what kind of chaos is going on, that there's some kind of beauty in that chaos. That no matter how dirty you get, if you keep knocking off the dirt, you don't know, a piece of gold could be coming up through that dirt. A diamond could be in that dirt. Silver could be in that dirt. You look at people coming in and around the church and you looking at them like dirt, but there's a minister in that dirt. There's an evangelist in that dirt. There's a missionary in that dirt. Dirt ain't dirt. We triumph in Christ. The birth of this baby boy was more than just the birth. It was the birth of the Redeemer. It was the birth of our King. It was the birth of our God. Oh, hallelujah. So this Christmas, this time, this season, celebrate the birth of Christ. Celebrate the birth of your Redeemer. Celebrate the birth of the one, the one, the one that says, "Fear not." 365 times in the Bible, he assures us to fear not. Oh, hallelujah, to fear not. Do you know how strong you can be when you fear not? Oh, hallelujah. David didn't fear Look at what he overcame. Daniel didn't fear. Look at what he overcame. Job didn't fear. Look what he overcame. Paul didn't fear. Look what he overcame. John didn't fear. Look what he overcame. The disciples didn't fear. Look at what they overcame. Jesus didn't fear. Look what he overcame. I'm suggesting to you this morning, fear not. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to greet you and your family today and say to you, God bless you and your family this season, because this season is not coming back again in 2019. Somebody said week 51, one more week to go, one more week to go in 2019. But whatever you leave in 2019, leave it. God's got greater. God's got better. God wants us stronger. Oh, hallelujah. Some people are going into 2020 fearing certain things, but fear not. 365 fear nots means that there's a fear not for every day. There's a fear not for every day. Every day, look in that mirror and say, I fear not. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth. Oh, hallelujah. There's restoration. There's peace. Then the scripture said he's the Prince of Peace. In all the chaos, in all the turmoil, that baby born, the Prince of Peace. Let us stand this morning. If you are a minister, I ask you to come up today and stand with me. Oh, hallelujah. I got five doors. I'm going to ask each of you to pick a door. I got five doors. I got five exits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick an exit.
Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus.
Yep. This is the day that the Lord delivered the ultimate sacrificial lamb. And I've asked a minister to cover each door, because I don't want there to be a way out for anybody in here that is still holding on to your blanket. I'm going to ask each minister where they're at to pray out in this audience, that blankets are going to drop. That we're going to lay aside every weight in the name of Jesus. That this season that we don't have anything to worry about except celebrating the birth of our Lord and our Savior. The one that came to deliver us from all our iniquities and our sins. That the commercialism is gone. Now that we can look behind the veil ourselves and see the real Jesus and see the real God. We don't need nobody else to speak for us. We don't have to pay nobody, no nothing, no more. So in the midst of today, you don't have to come up to the altar. You don't have to fall out on the floor. You just have to speak to your Heavenly Father. And I pray that after we pray this prayer, that you just set your affection on things above and not on this earth. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So ministers, start praying now. I ask you in the audience, if you got a prayer for somebody you need to be praying for, start praying now. Father God, as we come to you this morning, this afternoon, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift our eyes up to you right now, Lord. We humbly bow ourselves at your throne of grace. We ask you, Lord, to look upon us, Lord. You know everything outside of us that we are concerned with. You know everything around us that seems to be bothering us and we're concerned with. But Father, I ask that you look on the inside and do a new thing on the inside, because I know that my inside can affect the outside. It's not how it looks outside. It's how you give me the spirit of fear and not, that I can look at things and say, my God is a great God, that no weapon formed against me shall not prosper. That I can look at things and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. That I can know, Lord, that I am your child, that you have good things in store for me, God, because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I might not have the dollar to go to the store to buy somebody a gift. I might not have the dollar to buy somebody a cup of coffee. But what I offer, God, what I have to offer is priceless. Oh, hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that instead of giving gifts, that we can give the ultimate gift, which is the gift of salvation, the offer of salvation, Lord, that you have given me to offer up. Silver and gold, I don't have. But what I have, I offer to you in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name today, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We go back to the beginning of what this is really all about. All about you and not about us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we magnify your name. We know that you didn't have to do it, but you did it. And you did it for me, not the person next to me. You did it for me. And I thank you today, Lord. I thank you. So that's why I'm celebrating today. I'm celebrating your birth. I'm giving you all the praise. I'm giving you all the honor. And I thank you, Lord. Oh, magnificent, wonderful. My words, Lord, they're not really magnificent enough to describe your love for me. They're not great enough to talk about what you did for me. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, the more I serve you, the more I realize that I can't, but you can. Oh, hallelujah. And I know, Lord, that you're such a gift. And a gift is not a gift until it's given. And you're giving us all that you had. All that you could give us. God, you came down in human form to complete the mission. So I thank you. Hallelujah. And I magnify your name. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise. And I honor you. And all I do. And all I do. I pray, Lord, in all that I do. Not just right now. But I pray today, Lord. My prayer is that in all I do, I honor you. Amazing love. Oh, hallelujah. Amazing love. Amazing love. Amazing love. Give the Lord a hand. Amazing love. Amazing love. Hallelujah. Whew. Amazing love. Amazing love. Hallelujah. Amazing God. Ain't no God like the God I got. I don't know about these gods other people serve, but ain't no God like the God I got. Ain't no other God died for me. Amazing God. Amazing love. Woo. Amazing. 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 When you look over your life, amazing. All the things that you've been through, amazing. Hallelujah. 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 Whew. Unto us a child is born. Unto us, not just the pastor, but unto us. You are part of us. Unto us. It's the greatest gift. He gave it to you. Unto us. Unto us. Oh, hallelujah. Is there somebody that needs prayer? Come on up. We're going to get this blanket out of here. That blanket ain't, that blanket's going to lay right here at the altar. Stop carrying around that blanket. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blanket, it's time for that blanket.